Hello and welcome back to the TTD Tatani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a Duff lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Sukkah 18. The Gemara talks about a dispute between Rav and Shmuel regarding a pavilion in the valley, and the Gemara deliberates if the pavilion is analogous to the debate cited between Abai and Rava that came earlier in the Gemara. Rav maintains one is allowed to carry on the Shabbos inside the pavilion because we applied the principle of Pitikra Yorid Vesosim. The edge of the roof extends downwards and seals. Shmuel disagrees and rules that one is only permitted to carry within his four amos. Mark concludes the cases are not parallel. Rav would apply this principle only regarding the pavilion where the walls were constructed for the pavilion, but a porch. However, the walls descending from the roof were intended for the porch and not for the sukkah. But the main point to focus on is the idea of the pavilion, the idea of this massive building, this massive structure. I love when there are these amazing Torah events, amazing Jewish events that are used in a massive pavilion. And the major event that comes to mind was the beautiful Siyum HaShas that took place a year or two ago. Already, I can't remember at this point. I think a year ago at this point, where MetLife was packed. 90,000 people came. Can you imagine that this structure was built for decades and used for so many non-Jewish things, but for the sake of one beautiful Siyum, for the sake of one beautiful completion of the Shas, it was worth it. It was kedai that this whole building was completed. The Rambam talks about, and an author brings up in the Essential Principles by the Rambam, how a ruler might make a palace in a desert, and it seems like a wild thing to do, someone who's mad out of his mind. Why would you do that? But for the sake of one righteous person that needs a shade, it's worth it, all the worth it, for this building to be created under Hashem's guidance, putting into the mind of this mad, wild ruler to put it there. So too, a pavilion should be used for Torah, should be used for amazing events. For the sake of one Siyum HaShas, it was kedai, worth it, that millions of billions of dollars were spent to build MetLife, to build Barclays and all these other centers that have Torah institutions. So on a small level, use your house, your backyard, your front yard, your apartment, your dira, whatever, for Torah. And on a bigger level, any pavilion we have in this world should be used, and it would be wonderful to be used for Torah events, for shiurim, and for things. And the massive idea that comes to mind, of course, is the Siyum HaShas of Barclays and MetLife. How wonderful it is that such a structure was used. Just as the Gemara talks about the pavilion, so too any pavilions in our life would be wonderful, would be amazing to use for Torah things, whether in the Beis Knesses, whether in your shul, whether in your community, whatever you could use, massive pavilion or even a small pavilion, any center to be used for Torah events and Torah situations in our lives. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 19 here on the TTD.